You are listening to WSIU. We're proud to be powered by you. Our In Focus segment today takes a closer look at an SIU Carbondale alumna who has come back to deliver History, Dunham, and Dance, Unwrapping the Legacy, a multimedia experience. Marguerite Mariama, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
For people who are not familiar, you are... Well, I guess we should say a multimedia performer in your own right.
Yes,
a singer,
a
dancer. Can you tell us a little bit about your work?
Well, I'm an artist educator. First and foremost, my first discipline was dance. But I'm also a singer and an actor and an educator. I have taught in the CUNY system in New York, for many years, and now do performing arts programming across the country in various cultural and educational institutions.
Your ties to Southern Illinois University are also ties to the great Catherine Dunham. Can you tell us a little bit about your time here and your work with her and the inspiration involved there?
Well, oh boy, Catherine. that's an incredible conversation. It's a big topic. I was a student at SIU during the 1960s, so I am a baby boomer, and I came to SIU as an activist artist, basically, and I met Miss Dunham while here. It was a wonderful meeting. We had the opportunity, the dance company that I co-founded, Muara Dada, and our dancers had an opportunity to go to East St. Louis to the PATC, which is the Performing Arts Training Center, where Miss Dunham was offering classes, to train with Miss Dunham. And it was a wonderful experience because Miss Dunham, of course, was an activist artist. And she really implored us to follow our bliss, to help use the arts to make the world a better place. And that was our mission to begin with. And so she just affirmed that mission for us. She had, at the time, brought in dancers from Senegal to teach in PATC. So we had the experience of being trained by African dancers, authentic African dancers. And it was thrilling because we were pretty much cutting edge at that time. We were, as a dance group, performing all over the Midwest, and we had those authentic African dance movements, and they were coupled with Dunham technique. So we were pretty popular. We traveled to places like Cairo, Illinois, which was a racial hotbed at the time. We did fundraising events there. We also traveled to institutions. Well, the penitentiary at that time was Marion State Penitentiary. We did workshops there and performed actually at the penitentiary. And then we traveled around this region performing in various other venues. And it was a very exciting time. The campus was alive and electric with international students and innovative people and artistic endeavors, and of course Bucky Fuller was here, and he was just empowering this university in ways that that made it spectacular. It was a real cutting edge place, an innovative place for people from all over the world, and it engaged people from all over the world. It was a beacon for the larger community.
You use the phrase activist artist. I wonder if you take a look at yourself then versus now, has the message changed? Has the what you're hoping to get across to people changed at all?
Not really. Social injustice is social injustice. Racial injustice is racial injustice. Things have changed certainly in this country, but for the most part, there are still serious struggles that we are fighting against. And as an artist, it is important. It's part of the mission that I got from Ms. Dunham and from other people, for certainly people in my family, to help fight against injustice. And art is a beautiful medium for doing that. It's a way to bring people together, number one, and to show them that there are no real differences between us. So my mission has been that, to help inform people of our similarities and dispel the myths and negative notions and stereotypes that we have about one another.
You can hear more from Marguerite Mariama, a guest of SIU's University Honors Program, during her special performance tonight at 7:30 in the SIUC Student Center Ballroom D.
You keep your New York choice. I'm going to Illinois, yeah, just as fast as I can.